that's really keeping me awake at night. I've heard various announcements that the authorities are so pleased with the performance of these mRNA products that they're going to convert all the old vaccines, including the ones on the chartered schedule, to mRNA formats. Well, if they do that, and if what I've just said is true, every time one of your children is injected, they're going to be given something that will cause their body to express a non-self protein, and their immune system will attack the tissue that's expressing it. My government and yours has agreed business terms with Moderna and Pfizer to acquire, wait for it, enough vaccines for 10 additional injections per man, woman, child and baby. So if I'm even faintly right, they intend, why else buy them, to inject each of us 10 times over. I think it will kill everybody. I can't see any reason to do it. I feel like I'm living in a bad sci-fi film. So it's a terrible plot.
By now, many of you have seen this image already. Will Smith and many others posted it, saying, man, this is a sign. I need to get right with God. Listen to me. This is a sign. God is not playing around. This is not an accident. A lot of Christians will try to downplay it. They don't want to believe we're living in the end times. I told you guys a couple months ago, the fear of God is about to come back on the church, because God does not like, watch this, the image of Jesus that we have created in Christianity in America, and even in England, where they want to change the pronouns of God. God is not pleased, and we want Book of Acts power without Book of Acts consequences. People faking deliverance, faking prophetic words, using Christianity to build their brands and businesses, and not actually being a Christian, not actually taking the cross. We've made Jesus into this hippie where he just loves everybody. He's just accepting everything goes. He doesn't correct anything. There's no controversy when you preach Jesus right. A bunch of nonsense, and God is sick of it. And he said, boom, I'm highlighting this right now, and I'm telling you, I'm giving you a warning. Just like in the Book of Acts, people were dropping dead. You can't fake that. You can fake prophesy. You can do a lot of that other fake stuff, but where we're going, people ain't gonna be able to fake it. I'm gonna talk about this more in depth on YouTube, but y'all better wake up. Don't play with God. This is serious.
Moderna CEO Stefan Barnsell has been caught admitting to his friends at the World Economic Forum that his company produced 100,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine in 2019, before the pandemic started. And while that little revelation is shocking enough, Barnsell was just getting started. In the revealing footage from the World Economic Forum, Barnsell also let slip that he had foreknowledge of a little something called the COVID pandemic. Make no mistake, this is proof from the horse's mouth that Moderna and the Big Pharma cartel were complicit in planning the pandemic so that they could push the global elite's depopulation drug on the masses. According to Barnsell, he shocked his staff in 2019 by telling them that production of the mystery vaccine they had been working on would need to increase to 1 billion doses in the next year because, and I quote, there is going to be a pandemic.
Sure, good morning and thank you for having me on the panel. So the great news versus 2020, where we are today, is we have manufacturing capacity. As Seth knows, when the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. And I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing and I say, how we make 1 billion doses next year? And you look at me a bit funny, say, what? I say, yeah, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic.
Increasing production from 100,000 to 1 billion was one hell of a bet from the Moderna CEO. But then it's always a good bet when you know what's going to happen.
In Australia, called Dr. Luke McClendon. He leads the fertility services at the Mater Hospital and is the principal investigator for a series of randomized controlled trials. He's also the president of the Australian Institute for Restorative Reproductive Medicine. He's the top doctor in Australia in this field, and he's been sacked. Now, why has he been sacked? He got sacked on Friday for not getting the jab and for trying to release his data on miscarriages post the jab. He has until next Friday to get out of his private practice rooms, as he is no longer allowed to practice either in public or in private. He told me that he has been investigating miscarriages in couples post-vaccination, and he said that normal miscarriage rate is between 5 and maybe as high as 16%, but he's since been keeping stats since the introduction of the vaccine, and he's found that 74% of women who are vaccinated are now having miscarriages. Let me say this again, 74% of women are having miscarriages who are vaccinated. So this would explain totally why these hospitals now want to deal directly with crematoria, and that vans are taking multiple babies directly to the crematorium, bypassing funeral directors.
Best thing that you can do for this country right now is wake up. It's not Russia. It's America. This was all set up. The whole thing was set up and planned for population control and a new world order. This is the truth. I am speaking the truth right now, and there's many other videos like it on here speaking the truth. So I'm asking military men and women, don't fight for this administration. We are a country divided. Please, please pick the right side. You're being lied to. You were lied to about the virus. You were lied to about so many things. But what's most important right now is you were lied to about this war in Ukraine and Russia. This war was started right here on purpose by this evil, wicked, satanic government.
Chief Tucker, how's that, boy?
Good to see you. It's good to see you.
My gut one.
My 4-year-old asked me to ask you this. If she can come to this
school. Sure she can come.
Okay, there we go.
With or without you.
I'll tell her that she's got the invite.
Great.
If you walked outside and looked up and the sky was full of planes dropping paratroopers on you right now, and they were coming to strip you of your sovereignty, to strip you of every personal belonging you have, to strip you of every freedom that you have, even your bodily autonomy, that they were coming to give you a number, round you up like cattle, and put you in sectors where you can't go more than 15 minutes from your home, where you have an expiry date on your digital money, and you have no future for what they say. What would you do? What would you do? Now my question is, what would you do if those same people, instead of dropping out of planes like paratroopers on your head, spent the last 40 years slowly infiltrating your governments, right from municipal levels up to federal levels, using blackmail, bribes, and every other kind of bad thievery that they do? Now they're here in your yard, and they want to take the same things, your sovereignty, every belonging, your personal bodily autonomy, your freedoms, and your right to move around. They want to come and remove your free will. They want to remove God from your life.
Deliverance ministry is a beautiful work of the Holy Spirit. Demons are real. Spiritual warfare is real. Demonic possession and demonic attack are both real. Because we love the work of the Holy Spirit, we should embrace His deliverance ministry. Now, in order to embrace the genuine, we must avoid the two fringe extremes that can render the believer completely powerless. On one hand, there's this religious idea that deliverance isn't for today. Now, this isn't founded upon scripture, but rather pseudo-intellectual dogma. On the other hand, there's another kind of religious thinking that emphasizes demonic power over the Holy Spirit's power and even borrows from New Age and pagan teachings to supplement its beliefs. Some Christians need deliverance from their misconceptions about deliverance. But if we want to walk in true power that brings permanent deliverance, we must rise above both forms of dead religion.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is War at America's Doorstep. And this word was posted February 13th, 2023. My children see the signs of the war at America's doorstep. This will be an horrific war, my children, but fear not. For those of you who are devoted to me, truly devoted, will be protected and shown great favor and mercy. You will not be in the earth much longer. Witness for me while there is yet time. The war that comes will change everything as you know it, and not only in America, but the entire world will know change as America is brought down to her knees. Lawlessness and destruction will ravage the land, and all that is good will be destroyed. Her beauty, her riches, her fine cities. Enemies will pour in and take all they desire, killing along the way. This is what war brings. Grief and sorrow will abound. My children, avoid sin in this time at all costs, and repent quickly if you sin, for you know not the time of your departure. Pray, pray, pray for your lost loved ones. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
This next video was sent in by Nate Howard from Providence, Utah. Nate says in his email that he and his family moved to their new rental home just 4 months ago, and almost immediately they began to experience very creepy and unexplainable activity. The family hears the unexplained sound of multiple people walking around the house. Doors and cupboards open and close on their own, and lights in the house turn on and off at all hours of the night. After being woken by these bizarre noises several times, the family decided to set up a few security cameras around the home. 2 days later, Nate discovers one of the cameras has recorded something absolutely chilling. The lights in the kitchen flicker on and off by themselves as a strange shadow figure appears out of nowhere. Nate is baffled by what they have captured on camera and is worried that the cameras might have somehow triggered whatever might be haunting their new home. But what do you think this could be? Let me know down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Jan Cornette is an actor. What a big surprise, he's doing one eye symbolism here, the Eye of Horus. Along with that, he does the Vow of Silence here, keeping the secret of the biblical world about fame, fortune, and success, and most likely about Freemasonry. Speaking of Freemasonry, here he is, hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. I'm sure this is all still just a humongous coincidence, eh? Another actor is Tom Sturridge. He is hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. And he's doing it again here, hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. I don't know the ins and outs of Freemasonry. I just know what I've been watching on YouTube and studying about. It's very clear that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer the Lightbearer. We know him as Satan, the father of lies. He's deceiving them. Right? Some fame, fortune, success in the short life we live here. Brothers and sisters, stay strong in the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord, God, and Savior. We're another day closer today. God bless you.
My name's Stuart. Last night you were, I think you started at necks and you were going down the backs and you said lower back, and I've had a spondylosis down there. You spoke about the Lord recreating the sheath around the nerve that my discs are sitting on, and I think I gave you a rather vague answer at the time. You said it's L5, L4.
L5 and 6.
Yeah, and I was thinking L6, there's no L6, it's an S1, and I got a bit confused, and I went... diagnosis in and it's it's L5 going on to what would effectively be L6. Yeah, so there you go.
Where is it on here? Is it the pink?
Here.
Just
yeah.
There. All right, let's show
there
that.
You go. And so I actually looked it up this morning, and that condition, which I never really understood properly.
Curved lower spine, sore lower spine. Curved lower spine. Come, you got curvature of the coccyx lower spine. So you've got a disc, well, L6 or something.
Down there, yeah. Spondylosis, it's just sits on the nerve.
So that's the power of God, L5 and 6, I think it is.
I think that's right, yeah.
So that's the power of God. And the nerve is under the power. The nerve is under the power. So the sheathing of the nerve has been worn, which makes it painful, and the power of God is coating the nerve. That's what you're feeling right now. Praise God. Can I have a chair, please? Someone just give up their chair and bring a chair, please. Quick, quick. Just give me your chair, sir. That's right. Give it up for Jesus. Give up your chair for Jesus. Have a seat, sir. We're not going to try to catch you. That's the power of God on that nerve. Okay. Right, you can get up and do something. Did we pray for you?
No.
Not yet.
All the pain's gone. I've got a total like numbness. It's just gone. Not numb, but just it's not painful. I'm not feeling anything. I'm not feeling any discomfort at all. Praise the Lord. The condition, which I never really understood probably, is actually sitting on the nerve and crushing it. And so that's exactly what you said last night. When you prayed for me, I felt like I went numb. Like I knew my legs were there, but I couldn't really feel them. And then all the pain was gone. So praise God.
You had divine anesthetic.
I did. I did indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
So how long did you have this condition for?
Well, I think I've had the spondylosis my whole life, and it would come and go depending on activity, but it's probably been significantly bad for the last 2 years, to the point of I couldn't stand or sit in one spot for very long at all. I couldn't get comfortable in bed. Yeah.
So there's someone, you have a, to me it looks like a lump on the back of your neck, and it could be like a bulging disc or something. Do you want to sit down, sir? Where are you? What's the problem?
Oh, I
It's all right, I can see it. Come on. So that's the power I got on your neck.
Whenever I drive, a long distance, it hurt just here, but I don't know what it is.
Shall I tell you what it is? It's a cyst on your kidney. All glory, all honor, all power to Okay, press your side. Press.
It's not hurting. It's not hurting.
It's not hurting. That's because it's gone. Jesus loves you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hey, I'm Doug, and I'm here with my brother David and Jim, and we're here with Sanjay.
Hello.
And Sanjay just let me know he had a sprained ankle. And so what's your pain level out of 10 right now, would you say?
Right now, about a 6, 6
About
and
a
half.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pray for you, and God's going to heal you right now. You
okay.
ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So do you want, Jim, what do you want to do it? Okay. Yeah. Just point at his ankle. You don't have to touch it. Just say, ankle.
Ankle.
I commend you.
Be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now. Now just wait. Don't do anything.
Okay.
Now, do you feel a sensation in your ankle right now?
I feel some sort of an energy, but...
That's the Holy Spirit.
I'm still skeptical, though.
That's okay. You can be
okay.
skeptical.
Okay.
Just wait for a second. Tell me when that sensation stops. I felt another wave. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I just felt something.
You felt something?
I felt something. Yeah, I felt something.
Okay. Now, as crazy as it seems, I want you to move your leg around and check your pain level.
That's pretty crazy. Wow.
Okay, what's your pain level now?
Whoa,
he's jumping.
Wow. I'm doing it on one foot. That's amazing.
Wait, do that again.
What did you do?
What did I do?
What did you do?
I just prayed. That's Jesus.
Amen. Wow. That's amazing. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
you know what? Hold it for a sec.
What?
Hold my arm. I don't litter, but I don't even need that anymore.
He just threw it away. Look at him. Yeah, Jesus.
I can't wait to get baptized.
He's tomorrow. Getting baptized tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Wow.
Guys, you can do this too. If you've got Jesus, if you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got everything you need to
That's
go and
amazing.
Begin to pray for the sick. God bless. Go do it too. Oh, sir, a few minutes later here, and he won't stop.
I'm supposed to do physio for 6 weeks. I shit you not.
Okay. Look, jumping jacks.
Take me to you.